After calling customer support, my name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
76648.
Thank you. And your name?
My name is Jacquinette Jackson.
And for security, confirm the address.
I beg your pardon?
For security, confirm your address.
P.O. Box 2, Hubbard, Texas, 76648.
Thank you. I have your account located for the contest entry for the iPad with the Byte Sub service. How can I help you?
Okay. I didn't enter any contest.
You signed up to pay the shipping if you win for an iPad on the 21st of February?
No, ma'am, I didn't. And my bank caught this as a fraud. They canceled my card. And I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
And this is a charge for $59 and something? $59.84 or $89?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't do this.
I gotcha. May I ask, did you file a dispute with your financial institution?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Because since it was done on a card, they said that they were giving me the number to call. But like I said, the financial institution said because it was a card, it did have to be paid. But, yes, we did do a dispute. I don't know anything about this.
Give me one moment. Okay. So since you've disputed the charge, what you're going to have to do is have your financial institution reach out to our company and verify that the dispute is able to be dropped. Once the dispute is dropped, we would be able to further assist with the charge, but they do have to call in first for that. Okay, ma'am? But we'll go ahead and get the account canceled, which will prevent any future charges effective immediately.
Okay, so the bank has to contact you.
Yes, ma'am. They need to drop the dispute, and once they do, we'll be able to further assist.
They have to drop it? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Any further questions?
No. Do you know anything about another charge for 496?
No.
To get the phone number for that. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.